over $1 million benefiting the Oregon Food Bank.
Exactly. And, you know, that money, along with all the food that was donated, I'm sure it's the tens of thousands of pounds of food we donated. So congratulations to the whole community pulling this off once again.
This is a win-win situation here. You know, you've got great music, you've got a great environment, beautiful weather, and it's a fundraiser for a great cause.
Absolutely, and it's about to, the second show is about to start. We're going to have the national anthem down here and then followed it up with some fireworks. And if you're listening throughout the city to us here, this live broadcast, you're probably, look out your windows. You might be seeing some great fireworks pretty soon.
Yes, and we will be also returning to KBOO's regular scheduled programming, and look for us in other community events coming up. We'll be at the Oregon Country Fair next weekend, and then at the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival the following weekend.
That's right. And again, thank you to all the volunteers one more time. It's so important that we all help out here, and thank you to the amazing engineering staff here, especially Tom Hood, for putting this on once again. If it wasn't for you guys, John included, amazing engineering team here that we got at KBOO. And you know, hey, you can come down and learn how to do it if you want to also.
And we've learned that there's a science to this, but there's also a little bit of magic involved in a broadcast.
Yes, I agree. What a fun night. Thank you, everyone. And
we're celebrating Independence Day, and we're celebrating it with Independent Community Radio.
Yes.
And you can continue supporting us by going to KBOO's website at kboo.org.
Thank you so much. Volunteers, Tommy and crew, you're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO is a proud sponsor of One Flaming Arrow Intertribal Film Festival 2016, bringing Native American and Indigenous independent film to Portland, Oregon, July 28th through the 31st. Opening night at Clinton Street Theater, with showings through the weekend at Hollywood Theater and Rainmaker Gallery. Please consider supporting independent media. More information can be found at oneflamingarrow.com.
Tune in every first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock for Transpositive PDX.
We are a radio collective seeking out news, information, and discussion within Portland's diverse populations of intersex, transgender, and non-binary communities. On July 5th, we'll have multiple guests, including local doctor Angela Carter. We'll discuss hormone replacement therapies and how they affect our bodies and minds.
We will also talk to Detroit's trans woman rap artist, Amber Byers, also known as Detroit's D Slim.
That is on Tuesday, July 5th, from 6 to 7 p.m.
Find us on KBOO.FM.
And on Station 90.7, KBOO Portland.
We apologize for this break in transmission. We'll return you to our normal program as soon as possible.
How would you like to turn on your radio tomorrow morning and hear this?
People of America, you are free. Your oppressors have been eliminated. That old hated American flag is going down across the country. Our new black and green flag with its beautiful red inspirational peace symbol is now going up everywhere. Salute it. This is your regional people's commissar, Jerry Boubin. Today, victory is the workers. The People's Committee has asked me to give you a report on the glorious victories in this newly liberated country. No longer do you need to worry that your news is being distorted by those capitalists that formerly ran the old warmongering establishment and their lackeys. Several great heroes of our victorious revolution sit with me now in the studio. Comrade Hokey Carlyle, Hap Crown, Angela Mavis, Mrs. Albecker, and many others. Many students and revolutionaries are gathering with me back in this liberated land from the republics of Cuba, China, and the Soviet Union. Hail to the heroes. Greetings also to our great new leader in Washington, Chairman Gus Ball. Now, the committee has asked me to tell you why there's no electricity, water, gas, or telephones working in your homes. Now, the plans for these were successfully bombed by our special corps at a moment's notice after the revolutionary signal was given. The workers' team will commence the reconstruction and repair of your utilities next week. Meanwhile, stay in your houses. Don't bother to change your dial or your television channel. The committee has arranged so that this is the only program coming forth over every station. The state wants to ensure you get the absolute truth. Now, we have more good news. We have successfully eliminated the old fascist warmongering governor of this state. Your morning newspaper now carries a new people's masthead, the Daily Worker Times. Long live Fidel Castro. Long live Walter Ulbricht. We salute the spirit of comrades Marx and Lenin.
Oh, say can you see in the blinkless electron gun eye of the mainstream media mirage that what we hail are the hallucinations of authority and progress and righteousness, whose sweet and stern voices have captivated and conditioned millions of human creatures, stimulated them in passive acceptance of technological disruption and destruction of our environments, of our histories, of the possibilities of alternative ways of being, whose seven stripes are broken swastikas, whose 50 stars are black holes sucking 200 million atomized existences into the daily routine of the human herd of hamsters, rolling the great wheels of the death machine, squeaking at the shocks and nibbling the cheese, and deciding and discussing and delighting in their mutually shared program and history, and their lives, and their cancers, their TV shows, their dance, their jobs, their ignorance, their endless pointless foreign creeping, their glorious blind nosedive into their paychecks pleasures.
Within 2 days of our signal, every police station, armory, and military base in this country. The Pentagon is now fully under the control of our new leader, Chairman Ball, in Washington.
Of the big dream, the big lie, the big nauseating, screaming, sweating nightmare of business America, media America, corporate America, consumer America.
Yes. Long live the people's government of America. All banks and business now belongs to the state. All houses and lands now belong to the people's state. Your old American dollars are, as of today, declared void and dead. New people's dollars are now the coin of the liberated state.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me. My baloney and James Ernst name, it's S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, cause Oscar Mayer has a way with the O-L-O-G-M-A.
Of our country, Mao Zedong from under the gate of heavenly peace in Peking urged the revolutionaries in this country to overthrow the American establishment. Now the Bible says every kingdom or nation divided against itself will fall.
This is absolutely the most urgent and critical and deadly crisis that this nation has faced in 194 years of history. Why? This land, save Israel alone, is the highest priority land on Satan's earth.
I have heard it said in houses large and small by people troublesome and true that this country, my country, has sunk so low that no one, God nor man, can cure the illness. That nothing can bend the superstructure back into place or prop up the once firm but now crumbling foundation. I've read third grade type statistics that my neighbor doesn't trust the man he has elected. I've heard the songs and seen the slogans, my country right or wrong, America love it or leave it. I've yelled as loud as some and louder. But never have I believed my country was the president, mayor, or what's his name on any ballot. If one man, 100 men, or even 1,000 stood charged or convicted of crimes against my country, it would still not be enough to convince me that the country couldn't replace the few who've fallen, that spring wouldn't come again, that my children wouldn't have and couldn't have a better world with my own help and that of my countrymen. We need nothing new, no new code or savior. Our Constitution is enough. And the God we have is here and helpful when we let him help. Those Ten Commandments he set down years ago are still sufficient. What we need, all we need, are men and women willing to take on the task of implementing that Constitution, practicing those commandments, and believing, really believing, that whoever set us down upon this place has not abandoned or turned his back on us. Laws do need changing, yes, because people change. But once on the books, a law should be lived up to. We need to forgive, but we need to be just. We need to forget, but need to remember. We need to laugh, but need never be afraid to cry. It's time we told our country how much we love her. This nation is not lost. We will not let it go or lose it. Not quite 200 years old, we're but one small child within the universe. And what child doesn't have growing pains? I don't say all of us are doctors capable of healing wounds, but if you start out one-to-one, then bring in the family and your neighbors on both sides, and they begin to work the block, love will spread like a fog, street to street, till the city's covered, then the county. The state and the country are easy after that. Errors corrected, promises kept, truth adhered to, love lived up to. Graft pulled out of dark corners and seen for what it is. Punishment provided when proper. Amnesty when deserved. Brotherhood not legislated, but practiced. The president, the senator, council person, the 12-person jury and judge, none is God. None the father of mankind. Each person, judge, housewife, teacher, trucker, president, or chairman of the board, is subject to the laws that the children of God and God himself before them made. No elected body is the country. We are the country, you and me, us. It can only stay that way as long as we care to keep it so. If crimes have been committed, let them be found out. If punishment is needed, let's get on with it. But please stop telling me my country is in trouble and not well. I have seen my country on the face of the child, the senior citizen, and all the variations in between. And I am pleased to report to you that it is in good health. Discontented, maybe, but the malady is like a common cold, hardly terminal. The country will recover. The country will recover.
At 17, I knew too much to listen to the wise. The world of hippies beckoned, and I joined the rebels' cries that said, tune in, turn on, drop out, see how free you'll be. Now I'm an abject slave to what they said would set me free. My God, my eager hopes and dreams have wound up on the shelf, and I'm no good to anyone. Least of all, myself. In this mad dream to find myself in pot and LSD, I'm shackled beyond hope to what they said would set me free. My life's become a living hell. I beg and rob and steal. Somehow, I can no longer tell the fancy from the real. I may have killed, I just don't know. A soul gone blind can't see. A heartless, mindless slave to what will never set me free. I sometimes think I feel my mother's warm and loving hand, come through a psychedelic fog, but like the rest, it's sham. I'm in a world of mescaline and pot and LSD, and link by link it's forged a chain that's made a slave of me. The devil's strumming on my nerves and fires within me rage. My tortured mind so gone, I can't recall for sure my age. I think I'm 22. I know I won't reach 23. But hell can be no worse than what is made a slave of me.
Corruption. Can't the U.S. use a faggot boy like me God gave me the right to be a free American. And for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm homo, that is true, sir. Don't judge me by my preference in sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
In this country, no one cares what kind of clothes you wear. No one here's gonna tell you how to comb your hair. You can demonstrate and march on the White House, criticize if that's your bag, but don't forget motherhood, apple pie and the flag. It might be your way of life to roam this countryside, knocking what you learned in the classroom history books. You can stand and sit and walk and love and patch your rags if that's your bag, but don't forget motherhood, apple pie and the flag. People, I'm talking to the rich folks living up high on the fancy side of town. Talking to the man with the holes in his ragged shoes. About me and you. In this country you can practice what you're preaching. Tell the man in the high back chair what you believe in. You can wear love beads or a Stetson hat. Do you think if that's where it's at? But don't forget motherhood, apple pie and a flag. Forget motherhood, apple pie and the flag. Na 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 na.
Thanks to the brave who kept us free. United we stand, divided we fall. They gave their lives for one and all. I said the road to America, USA. Road to America, USA. So be what you'll be, do what you do in the land of the red, white and blue. the young. Road to America makes us one. The eagle soars high from sea to sea. Road to America keeps us free. Road to America, USA. Road to America, USA. So be what you'll be, do what you'll do in the land of the red, white, and blue. Flies high into the sky. It's freedom for me and you. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. America! USA, road to America, USA. So be what you'll be, do what you'll do in the land of the red, white, and blue. Set the road to America, USA. Road to America, USA. Road to America, USA. Set the road to America, my friend.
This is my land. This is my home. America, I love you. Can you hear me? I know you're tired, you're worn, you're blinded by the hate, the fear. America, I love you. Can you hear me? Your heart, your soul you've given to the world. America, I love you. Can you hear me? Even in the mist, I see your tattered form. America, I love you. Can you hear me? I reach, I turn, not knowing where to go. America, I love you. Can you hear me? But then, I stop, I think. Why yes, America, sure you hear me. You are the spirit of my life. Have I forgotten what is in me? Oh, these tarnished pillars of my soul. Have I looked outwardly to blame, when inwardly I bear the shame? How dare I ask? America, can you hear me? When I myself am America, I myself must love myself, must love my fellow man. I myself must give of myself if I am to be an American man. I myself must teach myself to conquer all the fear. I myself must strive myself to start it now and here. For I myself am you, yourself. Please listen with a heart that is warm. And together, like never, ever before, we will conquer all pending storms.
It's about half an hour after 10 o'clock, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. My name's Rich, and this is like a radio lost and found supplemental. I've just sort of hijacked the airwaves here right after the Blues Fest and right before the Ubu Hour to play some really crazy patriotic and otherwise not patriotic records. And let me try to catch you up just a little bit with what we've been listening to, because it's a mess. And a lot of these records just sound horrible. A lot of these, the 7-inch ones, probably owned by horrible people originally, and they're probably kicking around their grubby floors, so they're just scratched. You could actually hear, listen to this record, and just lots of surface noise, which we sometimes like. So yeah, that one was someone named Robert Delafield, who just discovered that I Am an American. That was his 7-inch called I Am an American. And before that, we heard the Hagers, also known as the Hager Twins, and you might remember them from Hee Haw, those identical meathead-haired dudes, and they did a song there called Motherhood, Apple Pie, and the Flag. And then we heard Peter Grudzian with his ode to queer veterans called Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. And then we heard Rudy Schwartz Project with Carry Me Back to the Good Old USA. And before that, another scratchy old 7-inch Buck Ritchie, The Slave. And then before that, another track called I Am an America. I Am an American. I'm an America. Help. That was none other than radio personality and later game show host Wink Martindale. And then a mess of stuff there. We heard Evolution Control Committee doing Star Spangled Bologna from their album. I think it was a Rhythm, what was it called? Plagiarism Nation. And then James Harley, who we're actually hearing now in the background, doing a track called Spangled, which was a mixed up, crazy version of Hendrix playing the national anthem. And this is it right here. And the whole set started off there, and all that stuff was mixed together too. We heard Pat Boone and another dude, an album called The Solution to the Crisis of America, and with a little radio play there, what would happen if the godless communist hippies took over the United States, which we're working on it. So yeah, thanks to all the volunteers who are doing the Blues Fest down there, doing the live remote. And thanks to people that support stuff like that, our ability to do a live remote and to buy a fuzzy blue van. Does your employer have a matching gifts program? Many companies offer a dollar-for-dollar matching charitable contribution for donations you make to KBOO. The impact of your gift may be doubled or possibly tripled. Participating companies also match gifts by retirees and or spouses. Matching gifts are a great way for you to maximize your membership dollars. Check with your company's human resources or accounting departments to find if your employer matches charitable contributions. Then request a matching gift form. For more information on companies making matching gifts, go to kboo.fm/ I'm reading this wrong. Go to kboo.fm/employer matching. So yeah, this is a I'll be here till 11, then it's going to be the Ubu Hour playing more crazy patriotic stuff. This is the soundtrack for you to listen to your neighbors drunkenly lighting stuff on fire and blowing it up, and drunken people stumbling around your alleys and things like that. So we continue on. Thank you for listening. And the number down here is 503-231-8187. I no chance in heck I could play a request. I only brought bad patriotic music and smart-ass patriotic, anti-patriotic music. So, sorry.
Dear son, reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. With a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, is God dead? I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
United States was really half horse and half alligator. All American folk songs called for strong muscles and tremendous endurance. brave, hard-riding, fighting men that could carry commercial cargo was the most popular means of transportation. Each man would walk forward down a twisting, treacherous river, and dreams of gold was no exception. The boatmen dance into the water long before the steamboat was ever invented. And even during the Civil War, the Union and Confederate troops reached New Orleans. Obviously, in the water. A farmer would simply float down the river until he found wharves piled high with cotton. The men would sing songs about the ease and comfort of danger and suspense. But the story of their bravery seemed almost impossible. Every mile of the voyage was filled with buffalo gals, rough and rowdy characters moving steadily forward on land. The fighting men of the old Southwest had only begun to relax and sing a song. Buffalo gals beat them decisively. Singing soldiers stirred the imagination of the entire country. Before long, however, buffalo gals changed the picture. A full-scale war was begun. For 13 days, singing soldiers, outnumbered by more than 20 to 1, fell at last. The results of this battle meant that French trappers and fur traders were determined to fight to the finish. But despite all their bravery, killed or wounded, buffalo gals had a chance to relax. Here is the song that tells the story of the buffalo gals who lived in the wilderness of the American West.
Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight and woo me? I never saw a pretty girl in my life. Float down the river on the Ohio. I never saw a pretty girl in my life. Float down the river on the Ohio. Float down the river on the Ohio. Float down the river on the Ohio. Boatmen dance, the boatmen sing. Boatmen dance, the boatmen sing. Dance, dance. Boatmen dance, the boatmen sing. Boatmen dance, the boatmen sing. Then home with the girls in the morning. So, I hold a boatman row. Dance by the light of the moon. Down the street, dance by the light of the moon. I hold a boatman row, dance by the light of the moon. Have some talk, dance by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight and woo me?
The story of the Battle of the Alamo, regardless of the fun and exaggeration, was mightier than the legendary Great River. In fact, every one of the Alamo's defenders could lick California, Nevada, Utah, and parts of New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming. The Alamo hoisted the Stars and Stripes on January 10th, 1812, in November of 1835, on December 29th, 1845, in July of 1846, finally in 1848, and the story of what happened here is history. The outbreak of the Mexican War quickly avenged growing America. New farms and new towns lost their lives in the fight for freedom. There was always time off for settlement. Growth was always an important part in the story of our nation's growth. And within a few years, the American Revolution entered the age of steam. A sturdy, old-fashioned, single-shot rifle was added to the flag, and Mexico became the 28th state in the Union. At the end of the fighting, daring songs appeared about the event on the Ohio. But in spite of everything, the Ohio River and the Mississippi River sit down and sing and rallied to a new battle cry. Huge sound entered the language. Huge singing soldiers began to spring up along the banks of the river. Huge cowboy songs began to spring up on the vast rangeland of the American Southwest. A lead pipe was frequently necessary, but although war with the Indians might be dangerous and even deadly, $15 million sent a new wave of feeling surging through the land. The colorful cowboy of the Southwest was added to the flag. Huge cattle ranches entered the age of steam. In the meantime, however, one of these early Texas folk songs led an army of 4,000 men all around the world for centuries. Here is the famous Song of the Sea, heard all around the world as a popular sea chanty used by the American Indians as the first important ballad of the West.
A buckwheat cake, 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 a buckwheat cake,
I'll fall upon the ground with the banjo on my knee, and then I'll look around with the banjo on my knee. I thought I saw Susanna with the banjo on my knee, my true love for the sea. With the banjo on my knee, I go to Louisiana, I go to Louisiana, I go to Louisiana.
I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refugees that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry. We send money. We help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens.
He parade around the house with a saucepan on his head.
Once upon a time,
a wooden sword in one hand and the American flag in the other. As he grew up, he put away the things of a child, but he never let go of the flag.
Sword in one hand and the American flag in the other. As he grew up, he put away the things of a child, but he never let go of the flag.
But they've made me out a villain. They have stamped me with a brand.
Soldier of this land, I've tried to do my duty, and I'm just another soldier.
But they've made me out a villain. They have stamped me with a brand.
2,000 miles away, while life goes on as usual, from New York to Santa Fe,
as we the shores of USA. Forgotten on the
I've seen my buddies ambushed on the left and on the right.
Life goes on as usual from New York to Santa Fe.
Night where all the rules are broken and the only law is mine.
I've seen my buddies ambushed on the left.
As we go marching on.
Bodies riddled by the bullets of the night. Where all the rules are broken and the old generals,
they were marching in the streets,
all marching on.
They were helping out the feet while facing VC bullets. They were sounding our retreat as we go.
Helping our defeat while we're facing VC bullets. They were sounding our retreat as we go.
We took the mountain and they gave it back again. Still all of us are soldiers.
With our tears we took the plain. With our blood we took the mountain and
marching on.
Still all of us are soldiers. We're too busy to complain.
As we go from the land beyond the sun. And the great commander asked me, did you fight or did you run?
In that land beyond the sun.
And the greatest strip of metal is
standing by on Q1.
Did you run?
5-inch flagship. Okay. Here's the bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air. And the rockets
jet clay. I beg your pardon. Vulgar song. I beg your pardon.
Call out a song.
The well-known vulgar song.
The bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets red clay.
Vulgar song.
Intense patriotism surging across our country. Carried the national anthem to new and different heights. All the way to the top of the music charts.
Longer song.
Call out a song.
I am an American.
You're a specimen.
This is my words.
You're a specimen for life taking. Before you even start, I am an American. I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
tried to do is obfuscate and confuse.
Sounds more like a screen door. Hale Kaufman's screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with its screen Kaufman's screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Yeah? Screen door. Kaufman's Hale screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
The bombs, red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated
screen door
drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd have liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon.
Anacreon.
Oh, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Vulgar Star Spangled. Vulgar Song.
Say, can
no, those
you?
Are the new words, remember?
Oh, so who knows the old ones?
The song
ready,
sung
gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell,
I am an
very sad in full glee.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
The rocket's first in air. And the bombs, red glare.
Drink up. For separation of the first stage at Burnham.
Freedom to think.
Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to pray, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without fear. Freedom to live one or 200 million different lives. I am an American.
Drink up. Let it be a holiday in your house of eternity.
The Inquirer, worst negative act.
Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
A cheap shot, just not true.
But he still sold a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Don't know nada, 400. Good.
phones, either go on I or be an out of fucking USA. Look at cool, what don't do like a dad, you don't know not a fucking USA.
Good evening. Good evening tonight. Good evening. Good evening tonight. In depth, it's all about turnout. It will go to the wire. In depth, it's all about turnout. It will go to the wire. Good evening. Good evening tonight. Good evening. Good evening tonight. Americans in the driver's seat. Exactly what they want. Exactly what they want. Americans in the driver's seat. Exactly what they want.
Teenaged boy. I'll call him Billy. He had a fast car, he kept fast company, and lived a fast life. I knew him before, too, when he attended Sunday school in church and sang in the youth choir, and when he played his bass in service. Then he dropped out. Billy started playing his guitar with a rock group. And after spending most of Saturday night performing with the group and carousing, he just would not get up for church on Sunday. As his pastor, I asked him several times to return to church and to give his heart to God. But Billy said, "This holy way just don't groove, preacher. I've got to make the scene and move. Don't preach to me. I want to be free. I've just got to be me." Well, soon Billy was turned on to drugs and to sex. Everything about him seemed to change. His hair, his clothes, his manner of speech. He once said to a friend that he would do anything for a thrill. Billy boasted about his traffic tickets, his sex life, and his arrests. One evening, I saw Billy in his car at a drive-in restaurant. I walked over to his car and talked to him for a while. And I said, "Billy, you are wasting your life. You need to give your heart to Jesus. Slow down, Billy. You're heading for hell mighty fast." He laughed a nervous laugh and replied, "Hell? Where is hell? You know, I don't believe in hell. Tell me, preacher, just how far is it to hell?" He said, "It's not for me, preacher. Go save someone else. I want to swing and do my own thing. This is where it's at. Love's all I need and two kinds of speed."
very plausible position is that what we call mind is the results of the anatomy and physiology of the brain, and nothing more. That our thoughts, feelings, sensations, sense of consciousness, emotions, are all due to the chemical and electrical connections inside the brain.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. Get ready, Portland. It's time for the UBU Hour on KBOO, Portland. Stay classy.
Welcome, gentlemen and ladies, to the Radio Theater Hour, July 4th, 2016, on your non-commercial radio airwaves, KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, the People's Radio.
Congratulations, listeners. You are in a corporate media-free wonderland. Not